Hi, I'm Dr. Chris Sargent, the Gutsy Gal, and we are here for episode 2, talking about finding the root cause of all evil, or evil health, maybe, is the better way to go. We talked a little bit about functional medicine in our first episode, and how functional medicine really gets down to the base causes of health issues and attacks things at that level. So I want to back up just a little bit and talk about how other healthcare providers and other healthcare physicians handle health. And usually when you see your doctor, you are asked, so what's the matter with you today? What are you feeling? What symptoms are you having? And they may be pain, fatigue. I have high cholesterol, doc. I have high blood sugar. I have high blood pressure. I have bloating. I have erectile dysfunction if I'm a guy. I have gas. I have diarrhea. I have constipation. I have depression. I have PMS. I have these set of symptoms. And symptoms are not diseases. So let me say that again. Symptoms are not diseases. Symptoms are at least two things. One for sure is that they are the language that your body uses to talk to you. They're the language that your body uses to say, hey, you, pay attention to me. There's something wrong here. And I need some assistance in straightening out the function here because something isn't functioning. You have headaches. So that headache is the result of something going awry. Maybe you haven't had enough water today. Maybe you haven't eaten properly. Maybe, right? There's a whole host of things that can cause headaches for people. Neck pain can cause headaches. There's, like I said, there's a whole host of things that can be the underlying cause of a headache. But headache in itself is not necessarily the disease. And a headache is a way to say, hey, there's something wrong here. Let's get to the bottom of it and figure out what's wrong. So symptoms are the language of that your body uses to talk to you and tell you, hey, there's something wrong here. Symptoms are also a way that your body uses to compensate for whatever is going on. So when we talk about high cholesterol or high blood sugar or high blood pressure, your body has been trying for a long time to figure out, hey, we're eating these things. Okay, then when we eat these things, this is the outcome of what we've eaten. High cholesterol may be the outcome of too many carbohydrates. High triglycerides, too many carbohydrates. Gas and bloating may be too much fiber in your diet without enough water and without enough digestive enzymes to break it down, or the wrong types of good bugs in your belly to break it down. Constipation, diarrhea, these are not normal things of an everyday life. This is your body's way of trying to figure out how to get rid of something. So it's again, it's the language that your body uses, and it's also a compensation mechanism when things are starting to go awry in function. So what's the root of the symptoms? Well, the root of symptoms we find in functional medicine comes from a few different places. So the first thing we do is we take a really thorough history. When I take a history on a patient at my office at Restore Healing Center, we spend a good half an hour, 20 minutes to a half an hour, just talking about all the way back to your childhood. We are talking really about finding the root of when did your sickness actually begin? What started it, or what laid the foundation for you to be in this place that you are today? So if you lay the foundation for a house, right, you're going to dig out the basement. So that's what we're doing. I'm going to go down and dig out the basement of your health, and then we will figure out what kind of concrete was poured to create your house. And if it was a concrete that was full of sand or poured on a day that it was too cold, then, and it didn't set up properly, then maybe the foundation of your health needs to be taken apart a little bit and strengthened again so that you can be healthier in the long run. So let's say we go back and we talk to you and we find out that you were sick as a kid and you were on a lot of antibiotics, or that you were maybe not brought up in a great environment. So let's think about a tree, right? If a tree, let's say we have two acorns. So this is the tale of two trees, right? We have two acorns from the same mama tree and we plant them, except for one of the trees gets planted in soil with an owner that takes exquisite care of the acorn. And the other one just gets kind of dumped on the ground. And I realize that the analogy here is a little bit extreme. I get it. But let's go with it today, okay? So, you know, we have a dirty environment, maybe less healthy soil, maybe it doesn't get the great nutrients, maybe it gets a little diseased here and there, maybe we throw some chemistry on it to try to kill the disease, maybe the disease starts to cause reactions to the environment, also known as allergies in people. Maybe as this sick tree kind of grows up, it experiences tummy aches or headaches as a kid. Maybe it just doesn't have the energy. It feels lethargic. And then someplace around in the 20s, maybe it still doesn't feel great, but it pushes through and has good experiences for a while and feels better. And then all of a sudden in the 30s or 40s, the tree starts to break down again. So that's tree, that's our first acorn. If we have our second acorn where someone has taken exquisite care, and let's just say this it was watered on a regular basis and given good organic fertilizer and the perfect soil and the perfect sunlight, and this tree goes up and grows healthy for most of its life and lives a very long life without being very sick. So what I need to find out as a functional medicine doctor is, which tree are you, or some combination of those trees where there was a time when you were well cared for, but then all of a sudden, quote, something happened. And the goal is to find out what happened to shift health. So whether it becomes, whether your health becomes better or worse depends on certain things that can certainly happen to you in your environment. Those are trauma, toxins, and thoughts can create different outcomes for people. So we, as functional medicine doctor, I want to find out, where did those traumas take place in your life? Were those mental, emotional? Were they some kind of sports injury, some kind of other abuse or trauma? What about toxins? What kind of toxins were taken into your body? Maybe you didn't learn about nutrition until later on in life. And so you grew up eating a lot of processed food. That was what happened in your family. So those are things that are inhaled or ingested can be toxic to our systems. And then trauma, let's say now you have a job where you just sit around. So what kind of trauma gets created with you just sitting in posturally? What happens to your organ systems? Or what if you're the other direction and you have repetitive motion, like you swing a hammer all day, or you work in a factory, or you are, again, you sit at a computer, you're able to get up and down and move around, but you do the same thing most of the day. So those are called stressors, and a good functional medicine doctor is going to spend a bunch of time trying to look for those stressors in your life and kind of be a Sherlock Holmes to find out which one of those stressors really created a problem. We also talk in depth about your family history. So not just, okay, what did your mom die from, but was she healthy? And in what type of environment did you grow up in, with, you know, two parents and a traditional American family, or the divorced traditional American family, or the stressed traditional American family, or you're an immigrant from another country thrown into the American society? That could create a whole host of fun issues right there. So what does their family history look like? And then how does that playing out in the genetic role of your family? We look at that too as a functional medicine doctor. So those are things. So we look at your history, then we look at your family's history. And you know, if you don't want to tell somebody, that's fine. You just tell us what we need to know. And then we do a functional systems review. We're going to look at how is your gastrointestinal system actually functioning? How are your lungs, your sinuses, your respiratory tract functioning? What about kidneys and liver? Are you a fast? Do you detoxify things really fast? Where, oh yeah, I can drink caffeine till midnight and it doesn't bother me. Or, oh my gosh, one drop of caffeine or alcohol and I am gone for the day. Or, and how's your reproductive system working? You know, is it working? Have you had fertility issues? Is there, are there heavy periods or cramping? What's happening with your hormones? So we look at that as a functional system review, and then we take it into some functional laboratory and really take a look at, we do stool samples and culture it and find out if there's anything bad growing in your gut. We can look at your adrenals, which are part of the hormone system. We look at all of the way the hormones are functioning and or are they functioning. We also do traditional laboratory blood work, and that what we get out of that are optimal values created in a healthy population. So instead of just taking, you get your labs done every year by your doctor, right? You get a blood test done and you get your cholesterol and he tells you everything's fine. Your cholesterol and liver and kidneys, and he does the whole big panel, right? Or she. And when we do that, we get out about a 10-page functional laboratory report. So we can figure out in your blood work what is functioning optimally versus what is getting sick. Instead of waiting for sickness to happen, we want to see, are you in process of getting sick? Are you in process of creating some sort of deficiency in your body by what you're eating or not eating? So that's we look at functional labs, which to me is really cool. And when patients, when I sit down with patients and illuminate on all of these, you know, 50 or 60 different tests that we do, that's a different way than just having a nurse call you and tell you that everything's fine. I want you to understand what glucose is. I want you to see what your liver enzymes are doing. I want you to understand what a globulin is and what insulin levels are and what thyroid stimulating hormone is, TSH and T3 and T4. We do full panels so that we have a much greater and broader understanding of what's actually happening in the body functionally. So we combine history, we combine functional systems review and family history. We combine all of that with some functional labs, some data, you know, actual data collection to really start to bring into focus how you got where you are today with your health and to bring up a little bit more of philosophy about this. Understand that whatever's going on with you today didn't just start today. And this is another functional medicine paradigm shift. But whatever is happening in your health today did not start yesterday, more than likely. It may be the first episode, but something else led up to that. And a lot of times what we're looking for is some kind of underlying inflammation. And that inflammation is directly related to what you're eating or drinking or how you're sleeping or a combination of all of those things. So that's how we look at everything, super interconnected, to create a much better health picture of where you've come from. So everything that's happened to your life is cumulative. which is a different way to look at it. It's not, oh wow, I had a headache today and I've never had a headache this bad before. I'm going to go to the doctor. So you go to the doctor. I've had this horrible headache today. I've never had a headache like this before. And more than likely, not always, but more than likely, that headache was an accumulation of something that's been coming for a while. Maybe you had a car accident when you were a teenager and you had whiplash in your neck and you never really had it treated. And maybe you haven't been eating well in the last, you know, 6 or 8 months. And so your blood sugar is swinging all over the place. And you've decided that Diet Coke or some other kind of caffeinated soda beverage is a great thing to drink all day long. So now you're dehydrated and your blood sugar's all over. Combine that on top of a potential, maybe you had an injury, and that's a perfect recipe for a headache, to go back to our original analogy. So those types of patients, I have those types of patients coming to me all the time. And so when we kind of get down to, okay, yes, you have a headache and, you know, I can give you an herb for that, but what if we backed up just a step or two and said, wow, you've got some stuff going on with your neck and, you know, you haven't been exactly eating great and wow, we can shift this and shift a couple of things in your life and your headaches won't come back. Instead of you being dependent on taking a particular drug every day to make sure that you don't get a headache again. Let's create a different paradigm in there so that this cumulative trauma that happened, that, oh, quote, all of a sudden you have a headache, doesn't have to happen. Or let's take another example. What about PMS and terrible periods? You know, when I was growing up, I remember having horrible periods. Oh my gosh, they were awful. And I had terrible PMS. And this is sort of what started to launch me into functional nutrition, was looking for a solution, right? We often, what our life work comes out of is our own experience. So I knew that I had to find some sort of solution to that. And when I found the right person to lead me down a path of, yes, guess what? My mom did have bad periods and she got help through her chiropractor. And yes, you know what? That is something that I also struggle with. And so how can I fix that? Well, when you back up a few steps and realize, okay, I wasn't eating great, so I'm not supporting my adrenals very well, and I wasn't sleeping, and I was a little stressed out over school, and, you know, all those things piled on. Now it's not the PMS that's the problem, right? All of a sudden it's, okay, I need to eat more frequently to keep my blood sugar even so that my adrenals don't have to pump out cortisol. Cortisol causes more stress. Stress causes more stress hormones. Stress hormones cause PMS. So back up and clean up the diet a little bit and do some exercise. Add a couple of supplements, some extra B complex or something like that sometimes will help. And guess what? Boom. All of a sudden, everything starts to just feel better. And it has nothing to do with giving you a drug for PMDD like Lexapro or one of these antidepressants that's being touted as the PMS drug. That doesn't have to happen. There's other ways to address those things. So addressing a combination of body, mind, and spirit, and everything really being very interconnected, is the best way for a functional medicine doctor to understand where everything started for you, and then really just creating a personal plan for you. That's what's going to create health. And that's what the functional medicine, that's what we do. Like I said, that's what we do in our office every day, is really understand what's the beginning of this inflammation. More than likely, it's some sort of lifestyle issue, something that we're not eating right, we're not drinking right, we're not sleeping right, we're not moving, we're just not creating a lifestyle that's conducive to our body really expressing health, as opposed to yelling at us, symptom, 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 symptom. Our body can express health just as well in vitality and clear skin and periods that are just a non-event and regular bowel movements. All of those things can be health being expressed, as opposed to diarrhea and constipation, where symptoms are being expressed. I think that we've explored how, as a functional medicine practitioner, I can really get into all the nooks and crannies and pieces of your life to really figure out and ferret out where the problems can lie and how we can clean that up. Most often we start with our guts, and that's why I'm known as the gutsy gal. We clean up the belly and clean up our digestive tract, because that's where our bodies suck in all the nutrients that we need. So I hope you understand how we get to, or at least start to get to, the root cause of diseases and root causes of symptoms that our body is expressing. And then we create a plan to really create health. I hope you have enjoyed this episode of The Gutsy Gal, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. And our next one is going to be focused on motivation, and any day can be January 1st, so let's celebrate. Can't wait to talk to you soon. Take care from The Gutsy Gal. Bye-bye.